Okay, here's a big ask to get from your local school system. $1 billion. That's the size of the school bond on the ballot in Ann Arbor on Tuesday. And you can bet districts across the state will be watching to see how it goes. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, some Ann Arbor teachers are asking parents to vote no.
Hello. It's a great day in the Ann Arbor Public Schools.
This is Ann Arbor Superintendent Janice Swift. She's in this video on the school website talking about why the district needs $1 billion over the next 20 years. And these videos are the kind of thing that Zach Gorchow watches. He's an editor at Gongward News Service, and that's where they comb through and analyze all of the bond proposals in the state. And usually he says if it's more than $100 million, they really sit up and take notice.
So then when I saw the Ann Arbor one, it was at $1 billion. my eyes definitely widened.
Gorchow says it's one of the biggest school bond proposals in state history, second only to the $1.5 billion one Detroit Public Schools did in 1994. But when you think about it, he says it's not all that surprising.
Most districts, you're going to see a lot of school buildings built in the 50s and 60s, and those buildings are falling apart. I could say my kids are in the East Lansing schools. All of the elementary schools are currently being rebuilt. Those were built in the 50s and 60s. And so this is coming to a head now.
And Ann Arbor's administrators say, look, we are in especially dire need. We've got 35 buildings that are on average 63 years old. Just to keep them from falling into major disrepair, we're going to need over $800 million over the next 20 years. That's according to an outside assessment that the district paid for. Plus, they argue that this billion-dollar bond proposal will let the district transform schools from the outdated fluorescent lighting, radiators banging in the winter kind of classrooms into modern, eco-friendly places with STEAM labs and collaboration centers. So why are some teachers so against it? Well, after years of pay cuts, concessions, freezes, this feels like their only leverage.
If the district sees that teachers not supporting one of their goals results in it not passing,
maybe they'll
value us a little bit more. Maybe they'll realize that the community has our backs, and that's a lot of people supporting us.
Gabby Taylor and Anita Ringo both teach elementary school in Ann Arbor. Ringo has been teaching for 31 years, Taylor for 4. We're in Taylor's first grade classroom on Halloween. She is dressed as a crayon. Her kids have drawings out in the hall about their hopes and dreams for the year. And Taylor says as much as she would love to have, say, AC in her classroom, she says the district never makes valuing teachers its number one goal.
If we can make our voices heard and our stance known, then maybe we do have a little bit of power here.
I hear that. I understand that.
This is Rebecca Lazarus. She was elected to the school board last year with teacher union support. And she says, look, teachers know that legally the district cannot use bond money to pay them. She says it is already putting 90% of the general fund into salaries. It's getting less per pupil money from the state than neighboring districts, and its costs keep going up.
It saddens me that the district is in this situation where the culture and the relationships are somewhat tenuous and stressed at this point, because this is such an important bond question for the district and for the community to really determine how do we want to see our public schools.
If this bond fails, Lazarus says, they will have to propose a way more bare bones kind of bond that is just about, as she says, keeping the doors open. And whatever way the vote goes in Ann Arbor on Tuesday, it could have a ripple effect, says Gongward editor Zach Gorchow.
If it passes, it's going to be encouraging. If it were to be defeated, you will certainly see, well, boy, if Ann Arbor, which is such a liberal, you know, tax-friendly city, won't support something really substantial like this, what are our chances?
I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.